Thanks for stopping by today. This is Amy.
And this is Eve.
And you hit play on another episode of Cursors and Crayons Presents Parenting Chat. Today, it's all about holiday gift giving. Pat us on the back just a little bit. We are early, y'all. We are ready to talk about it. We are ready to get you all ready for the holidays. And we are going to focus today on how we can try to make it a tiny bit less stressful this go round, right? Like, it's just the best way to go. Before we start getting our holiday-ish together, Z, do you have a show and tell for us today or anything you would like to share with the class?
I do have a show and tell, and you can use it as a stocking stuffer for somebody in your life who, you know, was trying desperately to get tickets to the NSYNC concert, you know, one of those people who bought Britney Spears' new book. If you see them and they're all excited for Britney Spears' new book, this is probably something that is on their wish list. Okay, these things for my show and tell today, I'm showing and telling you frownies. Have you heard of them? They're like these patch thingies that you put on your face, and they make you look a little bit like Leatherface as you're wearing them.
I've heard. I have not used them. I've seen them on the socials. Would love to hear about them. Are you using them?
I am. I used them for like a week, and then I forgot they existed, and now they're on my counter, and I've been using them more consistently, and I looked more into it. So the first time I bought it, because I don't know, social media told me to do it, and I was like, sure. I think they were on sale. Not even a good sale for like 35 cents off or something. And I was like, yeah.
Done and done. It's enough for me.
Exactly. I need these because they are on sale. But then I looked more into it, and they keep coming up on my timeline, probably in my TikTok and whatever. I just turned 35, so this kind of makes sense that this anti-aging product keep showing up. Like fuck you, but also, okay,
shut up. I don't, but
also, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so basically, these are patches you wear while you sleep to prevent wrinkles without Botox. They've been around for 100 years. They just had that's also probably why they're on my TikTok, because I think they're celebrating their 100th. Year and
oh, that's anniversary. Cool.
They are decently non-toxic, and it actually works. I love it. I do the one for the forehead and for my 11 lines. But I want to branch out and try the ones for the like.
Oh yeah, like the your mouth. Smile lines. Yeah, like around your face. I love that. That's really cool. I think that is interesting. I have not used them, but it's funny because Chris and I were just talking about aging last night. We were watching one of the Real Housewives, and he was like, whoever that is has had an insane amount of Botox. Like, they just don't look real.
Who was it?
I think it was Dorit.
Oh, no, she kind of looks normal, though. Of all the people, like, she has, it's a different nose, but of all the people, she has stayed, I think, looking the most consistently like herself.
Her lips aren't as big as the others, but I don't know. It was.
They all look alike.
Right. They do. And it's the new season of Beverly Hills just started. And so we were watching that. And he was like, he's in the camp of believing that you should age naturally. And I have seriously been considering Botox and filler because, number one, I have a lot of loose skin from when I had surgery and I lost over 150 pounds. So that's just kind of like natural. That's going to happen. Also, I'm old now and like my skin is just not as young as it used to be.
It's just not as great. We're doing collagen, we're doing the things, we're trying the supplements, we're sort of drinking some water, we're doing things, right? And I'm also all about aging naturally. I have considered Botox. I haven't done it because I don't know the, like, ramifications over time, but this is, I feel like, a very good in-between with it still being a decently clean product.
I love that thought process because that is another reason why I'm hesitant to do anything with filler or Botox, because
you don't know how long it lasts
into your face. And that is terrifying. And I had wisdom teeth surgery several years ago, like a surgery, and this whole like right side of my face is numb because they like nicked something with my nerve. And so I don't know. I don't know if I want to commit to that. So where did you get your frownies from?
I got mine from Amazon because I get everything from Amazon.
Right. Who doesn't?
Yeah, I know you could get them. I think you can get them at Target even.
Okay.
I think, I don't mark my words on that one. I know you can get them on Amazon. I know they have a website too. I bet it's cheaper to get it on the website. But again, I just have a problem paying shipping.
I was looking at something the other day about, like, I don't remember what product it was, but I was looking on their website and it was more expensive to buy it on their website than it was to buy it on Amazon. So
it normally is.
Which is so weird to me because I know that Amazon upcharges like they're taking a cut of that.
But then think about Costco. Maybe it's because of, because you have spent your membership money that they are able to give it to you at a discount of some sort. Does that?
Maybe. I'll take that. I'll take that because I love Amazon. So I will link it in our store. Hi. Definitely put this on the list for all of your oldie friends that maybe want to try something a little bit more drastic but aren't ready to take that leap. This is a great way to test it out and try and see what happens.
Yes, or if you do a friends exchange. So this is also another show and tell that you could do if you're like a friend group kind of person, if you're like a non-kid person, or even if you are a kid person, but you're a very like with the friends more than the family kind of situation, gift giving where you each provide however many of their, like, okay, it's a $20 budget. There's five of you. You show up with five of the exact same items and everybody gives each other their favorite things. Or I guess you would show up with four, like one for every other person.
Well, so I'm going to buy five because I want one for myself.
You want to leave with one for yourself, too. But when everybody leaves, they leave with one of everybody's favorite things.
Oh, my God. I wish we were local because we would totally make this a Cursors and Crayons gift giving exchange.
I would love that.
Because how cool is that?
And I have a couple of friends that I would, like, get it to go in with.
Yes.
Because it would be, yeah.
That is so fun. Oh my gosh, I love that idea. So add that to your list of things.
Or even for like the Girl Scouts, you're a Girl Scout leader. The girlies could make something.
They could
make a bracelet.
And we have a smaller group right now.
They could do like Swiftie bracelets.
Swiftie bracelets.
But however many of the same ones.
Yes.
Did they love it?
They just went and saw it in the theater. They're obsessed. And they're probably... It's quite possible that my eldest niece is listening to this. And if you are, Hadley, hello. and sorry that I say so many bad words. But, yeah, she was giving out, like, Swiftie bracelets to other people in the audience.
That's
I just think that's
cute.
So sweet and cute. I think it's a great idea. And I think I love that friendship bracelets are coming back. I'm
a big fan. I did the emo phase where, like, I had bracelets from my wrist to, like, my
all
elbow.
All your elbow.
That I used to make. So I'm all about it. I'm all about it. And I used to give them out to the boys sometimes so they would like me and be my friends
because you want them to wear your bracelet. Ours was necklaces.
Hockey.
We had lots and lots of necklaces. And it wasn't like the cute layering. It was just like
we had to do
necklaces.
The lanyards by my time. So I think that was it. I went to a very large high school. Like my graduating class was like 1,200.
Oh my gosh. That is almost double what my graduating class is. That's like triple. It's weird. 383 kids in my graduating class. So 1,200. Oh my gosh. Well, we're not here to talk about high school, are we? We're here
to talk about
parenting stuff. And today we're talking about gift giving. So we are going to give you several different tips on how to keep yourself less stress. I'm not going to say stress-free. I'm going to say less stress. And also some good ways that you can start your holiday shopping now.
Yes. Okay. So one, you already have too many things. Donate what you can now. Start downsizing. You need room for whatever you're going to be bringing in. Okay. And if you're like a toy rotation kind of person, like whatever you're doing, you know, in the face means it's going to get played with. If it's in a closet, get it the fuck out of there. You don't need any of your kids' toys that are not easily accessible unless they are like special, sentimental, like Gammy bought you this stupid bear and so we keep it in the bear bean bag that we sit on or whatever. Like those kinds of situations, understandable. And or if you're trying to save things for like younger siblings, like the Legos, I get these things, right? I get these things. However, right. Take a look at yourself. Are you holding it onto it for your sentimental reasons? If your kids are just shoving it in, if they're not taking care of it, obviously it's not important to them. And that's also for something sure. I teach my kid. Like if I'm giving this to you, if you're not going to take care of it, straight in the trash, straight to donation, because we're not doing broken toys around here. So whatever, assess what you have, donate. Downsize, start today. Start yesterday.
I love this suggestion because we have so much stuff in our house and we need it to be gone. So with this summer, we lived in New York and we lived in a smaller house than our like normal houses. And we were also only going to be there for a couple of months, so we didn't bring all of our things. It was the most peaceful living experience I've ever had. My son literally had 2 gallon Ziploc bags full of toys and that was it. That was all that we brought. And he barely played with them. So since we've come home, downsizing has been a huge.
Your kids are also 6 and 8.
They are.
And so Hayden, the eldest,
yes.
I feel like is at the cusp of where
she
toys
is.
Are so great. However, we want specific like coding things, or we want like our
she
specific
is,
like niche mm-hmm. gadget. Stuffs. It's like it's got to be like her specific hyper-fixation
yes.
for like the moment,
whatever
right?
the animal is of the moment is what we need yes. all of the things for. So I'm super lucky with that. Milo is still into toys, but like is also really super into Legos. So I'm finding I'm able to start phasing out some of the toys that like he doesn't play with anymore to save them for Legos, which is great. So what we've been doing since we came back. We take 1 area a week. I'm not talking about a room. I'm talking about a bookshelf, a cabinet,
a dresser,
something
maybe.
Small. Because if I don't do it small, if I'm like, I'm going to do the entire living room this week, the way my brain works
no.
is, if I don't do it, I'm like, fuck this. We've screwed it up. I can never do this again. And I'm a failure.
Well,
and
that, everything's going to get messier before it gets better. And so if you pick too big of a space, then it's very, very crippling to see, okay, I want to redo my pantry.
You drag everything out. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. So exactly. It just makes it more difficult
right.
to do.
Absolutely. And something that I did that I think other people could do, and you don't have to do it for the reasons we did it, but I took – so for Trunk or Treat, we did Trunk or Treat this year. We were going to do a McDonald's drive-thru. Like, that was going to be our trunk.
Oh.
We ended up doing Mad Scientist because I don't know why we just switched. But I was like, oh, every kid can get a Happy Meal toy when they go through. I went through – all of my kids' toys and pulled out all the tiny little toys that they don't play with anymore. And we gave them out at Trunk or Treat. So they got candy and they got a little toy. And some, it was like those little fucking rubber ducks that we have like 1,000 of, like just like little shitty things that you would get rid of. Old dinosaurs that Milo doesn't play with. Like just tiny. They were just like the small, like little handheld toys. The kids super loved it. And then whatever was left, I drove past like Volunteers of America and dropped it off. So it got out of my house. It went to kids who were super pumped about it. And then also they're now gone. I also
yeah.
have been gathering up things, loading them in my trunk, which I'm notorious for leaving it in my trunk for like weeks at a time that like there's all this donation stuff in my trunk. But I will purposefully take a route that I know I'm going to pass somewhere that takes a donation. So whatever you're wanting to get rid of, get it out. Get it out before your kids see it, because the second they see
oh,
it, they're
yeah.
going to say, like, oh,
husband.
I need this. Right,
if the
right, or
the
whoever.
Partner, so, like,
right.
Roberto, I have to do all of the – not all of it, and I'm not trying to, like, sneak things past them. But if I'm like, oh, do you think
yeah. –
I'm like, oh, do you think the baby who can walk on its own, basically, do you think they need this, like – and he's like, the tummy time mat. And he's like, well, we should probably keep it for a while. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know why I asked you. Like, I – meant to tell you that I'm putting this on the curb.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a question, but it meant to be a statement. It's going away. That's what's happening.
Yes, yes, exactly.
But take it right away. And something that I'm really bad about, and I don't know if anybody else is bad about this too, when I'm donating things, I like want it to go to like the best possible cause, which is really sweet and a nice sentiment. But to find a place
to do
that takes like that mentally. Shit is so hard. So yes. I've just started like the very first place that will take it. If it's a box, if it's a drive up place, whatever, I will take it, dump it, Godspeed, I'm out of here. Also, throwing out, like you mentioned, broken toys, throwing out old things and doubles, broken things, just throw it away. Nobody wants your broken, shitty toys, number one, so don't donate them. And number two, it's broken. It is broken. It isn't, you holding onto it is not going to make it fixed. Just
correct.
Get rid of it.
If you can't find that other Barbie shoe, then get rid of the one that you have. Like, don't,
absolutely.
You don't need to keep 100 and, like, get yourself a tackle box. Have the kids
yes.
help organize and whatever
yep.
is broken, and that will help your kids make sure that they're keeping up with their things. Because again, like, okay, once you're missing the parts, like,
it's
sorry.
Broken. Now we can't play
yeah,
with it anymore.
We can't play with it as it's intended or really at all. And if we can't repurpose it, that's it. Like, we don't get it.
Right. And aren't
we
sad that we can't play
yeah.
with that anymore? So number two, so that was number one, get rid of all your shit. Get rid of it now. Start now because in a month it's going to be Christmas and you're going to need all the space.
Yes.
Only focus on big wants and needs. This I love.
Yes. So some families use a 4-gift rule. So something you want, something you need, something to wear, and something to read, which I try to keep in mind. But I won't always buy my kids necessarily something to wear because that is not a really a big need in my
yeah.
specific home. And also for my specific children, that's not fun. Okay. And I'm the parent, so I get to fucking decide. Come at me. No, but like for real. So like we'll do something very specific. Okay. So others will suggest about 4 to 5 wrapped gifts, which is around the same amount, and then a handful of small items in your stocking. Until the age of 10, it is suggested that children shouldn't receive more than four or five gifts so they can focus their requests on things they really want. And then remember what they asked for, too, because if your kids are asking for, like, 155 things, like, yes, as they're getting older. And then also, they need to understand how to, like, I did not understand that my parents bought everything. Like, I'm pretty sure my parents, like, they were trying to do their best. They did their best. I feel like they went broke every fucking Christmas. Like,
right.
I cannot provide the same amount of Christmas presents under the tree for my kids right now that my parents did because I want to be in a different financial situation. Now I travel with my kids and we make and I buy organic foods, right? And then
right.
like, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Your priorities are just different. Yeah.
They're just different. And so sometimes it makes me feel bad to think that like, oh, blah, 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 blah. But at the time I didn't realize that one, that was my parents doing that. Money grows on
right,
trees.
It just
and
shows
so,
up. It's Christmas and then
so
every
I didn't
kid gets
start,
gifts on Christmas. Yeah.
Exactly. So I didn't start being like fiscally responsible for like anything until I was like 25 years old. Like that was not a smart way for me to grow up. And also still the same reason why I can't if I wasn't married, I don't know if I would have a credit card because that's fake money to me. Like, that's not real money. Like, I don't have to pay it now.
It's free. Yep.
All of it's free. All of it's free until the police come and get me, you know, everything's free. So it's just very, yes. So just try to stick to 4 to 5 gifts in our personal opinion. Yes. Don't you do something very similar?
We do.
Do you do stockings?
We do stockings. I could live without stockings. I actually hate stockings, but
I hate stockings because I feel like it's a lot of money on accident. Does that make
yes,
sense? Because
yes, that is an excellent way to put it. It's just also a lot of crap. Like chapstick
yes.
and stuff. Like, ugh, just
so
I mean.
My parents always used to give us an orange and an apple. And I don't know.
Oh, I feel like there's some sort of a tradition with that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so like, but, and other stuff, like, and candy, and,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah.
else is, I don't know if your kids do this, but sunflower seeds. Or we do cheese balls. Like, you know those, like, $1,
yeah.
like.
Yeah, like the tubes, you can just stick it in there.
So just a way, like, we do snacks. a lot. Like, for the adults, we do snacks.
Great idea.
I know that's so silly, but, like, especially if it's, like, a snack that, like, okay, this is a shit-ass mom thing to say, but, like, stop buying your kid's favorite snack now, and then wait until Christmas, and then load it up in their stocking. Or, like, or you know how sometimes it's just hard to find a certain item for a little bit? Let it still be hard. Tell them, oops, so sorry, we couldn't get it. And then maybe that could be, or something, or pick something that you just don't traditionally give them, and it can go like stocking.
Is it shit or is it genius? Like, I think it's super smart. I mean, come on, because I'm not saying, like, don't give them protein until Christmas time. I'm saying, like, don't give them fruit.
Maybe not Hershey.
Whatever. Whatever it is your thing that they, like, love so much.
Go to Costco, or go to Costco the week before, because I never do stuff like that. So go to Costco and just pick a different snack. It doesn't even have to be, like, a snack. It could just be, like, something that you're, like, oh, I would never buy them this. Like, the
gushers. Something you would always no to. Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm always going to say no to this, but I'm here you go. You're going to get it in your stocking. I love that idea.
And then you can
actually, it's super smart.
Yeah.
And I love snacks. So if you want to get me presents where it's snacks, do it. I love snacks. So we started this last year, but we focus on one big gift from us and then experience things. And then Santa does smaller things. So we've talked about this before, and I know you and I are on, like, different camps, but still, for whatever reason you need to do it is fine. We don't do big things from Santa. And I don't do big things from Santa for two reasons. Number one, because I want my kids to realize that these things cost money. And if you're going to get a Nintendo Switch, they don't just show up for free. Like, those.
Yeah, and Elf didn't make that shit.
Right. And number two, when you go to school and your friend got, and not that this is not something that you should get, but like an apple and an orange, and like literally that was their Christmas, that like, why did you get a Switch from Santa and your friend got a sweater? Like that.
So we do the same thing, because Roberto was that kid for a couple of years who would show up and be like, hey, but you know, Sammy is a dick, and Sammy got a Nintendo 64, and
and how is that fair?
You
I was
beat me into
year.
Submission to clean the house with a toothbrush every Sunday from 6 in the morning, because he has great parents, but like, you know, he like, they were very strict on him growing up, and they just didn't have the money, so that's why he wants to do it. I support it, because I want my kids to know how hard that we work to get them cool stuff.
Because so many times I've heard my own kids and other people's kids say, well, just get another one. Well great, easy for you to say. Like,
my niece kept trying to say that yesterday at the zoo. She's like, well, we'll just get a pretzel. And I'm like, with what money? With money. Right. Don't tell people that they can just walk up and get something, because you're not, you're not the, you don't, are you
did
working?
Did you bring cash? Right. Like, what did
are
you
making pretzels behind your back? And I'm not seeing these pretzels being baked. Like, what is, like, because no, like you, I mean, I don't ever want to be like, this is my money. Da, 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 da. I mean, but it is like, it is important to me for the kids to realize, like, I mean, we don't just get things because we felt like we wanted them.
Right. And if I always tell my kids, if it is food or something that you need, I will 100% always pay for that for you. But if you just want to go to the store and buy $20 worth of garbage, you're going to have to use your own money for that. Like,
and
that's
of course,
just,
this is after we just fed her pizza and like pasta and fries and chicken.
Sure.
And she didn't eat anything. And then she's turning around telling the other
now
kids,
she's starving. Right. Yes. Now she's and I get it. And I think it's important to teach kids those things just as much as it is with food as it is with stuff. But for us, we don't want Santa to be bringing like all of these things when then they turn around and nobody else is getting those things.
Agreed.
So we like those things. But also, we've had several Christmases where we have bought them a ton of stupid stuff because I didn't feel like they had enough. And, like, literally I'm throwing it away, like, 6 months later because it's broken. We don't have the pieces. All the things are gone.
So this is where the next two items on the list
come
into play. Yes. And they're, like, I'm just going to say them together because
we're
going to
talk about them together.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so when you're focusing on only big wants and needs, you are going to stick to a budget. So you're going to define whatever that budget is for each member of your family, because you know we have to be fair. Don't be a dick. You don't have a favorite child unless it's your husband. Your husband can be your favorite child. You can spend more on them because, like, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do, right? But, like, with the children, you have to decide a budget amount, and everybody needs to fall into it. Also, it's just helpful, et cetera, et cetera. So you're going to make a budget, and then you're going to stick to it. Like, once the amount of money is spent, the amount of money is spent. And you're going to keep the things that you're purchasing on a list so that you don't get confused and panic purchase last minute. It's key. You've got to keep a list. If you don't keep a list, or if you don't know what you physically have, if you're not wrapping them the second they're coming in and, like, putting, like, whatever's, like, if you don't have a working system for this and you're trying to be prepared early and not buying everything, like, all together, because that's another option. But I'm financially not in a spot where I like to buy all of my Christmas gifts in one fatal swing. Feels like a lot. I like to budget it each month if I can.
I totally wish I could do that. I usually end up buying everything in one fell swoop, but we use a credit card for everything, and then we use the rewards for Christmas. So, yes, I'm spending that money all at once. I'm incapable of budgeting. I can budget. I just am not great with, like, the future budget stuff. Like, I can budget for this month, but, like, having to put aside all of this stuff for later, I don't know. It's out of sight, out of mind. I don't know. I'm bad at it. But so we use a card that gives us reward points. We use those reward points typically to purchase most of our stuff through Amazon. But then we do have a budget where we still have to stick to, like, how much money each person is being, like, what's our
cap?
Yes, just
so you can be fair.
Right. And also noting that if you have a 7-year-old or a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old, like, you might not be buying the 1-year-old the same amount of stuff as the 5-year-old, which is totally fine.
Friend's budget is like $40 or something like that.
He doesn't need for much right now. Like, he's he's not wanting
an empty water bottle. Yes.
Right. Exactly. The wrapping paper roll. He would love that.
That's all he needs. And some tissue paper. That's it.
Right. Yes.
Trash off the floor. Tape that he could put in his mouth and it'll physically choke him so he could die. Just all those things. Best.
Dangerous, death-defying toys is what he needs. I love your idea of keeping everything on in your notebook, like your to-do notebook. Because
mine is in my to-do notebook.
And I notoriously keep to-do notebooks, and so that's a really good idea. I usually have a Trello board, and I use Trello, which is like kind of like a businessy Pinterest.
Yes, I used to use Trello all the time. I think it's great. If you're an app girly, you can do all sorts of things. Yeah, so Trello.
What I like about that, though, if you're not an app girly but you're still looking for something I can use that for tracking. Like, if I've ordered something not on Amazon and I've ordered it online, I can put the tracking information in there and I know exactly where to find it and I can go in there and look for it. But I might keep it in my notebook as well because I look at that every day. Every day.
I have so many apps. I think I was counting. I have like 6 apps for just Aurora's school shit. And then she's in the performance dance, which is like one more app for communication. And then another app for like photo uploads. But I'm not on the photo upload app because they don't need to use photos of my kid for their website. I'm good. I don't need to upload another app for like just – I'm good. So – it's so many things that's on top. I just can't. So I love it in my to-do notebook, and I have everything like origamied a certain way except for that one sheet. And that one sheet is like a divider so I can flip directly to that page. And then anytime I buy something, I can write down whatever it was. And I find this to be like really stress relieving, to be honest. When I'm looking at the list, I'm like, oh, I'm ahead of things because all of a sudden it's December 20th and then I go to buy stuff online. It's like, it's going to be here the 24th. And I'm like, but I cannot go shopping in person because I will pass away if there are too many people. I used to be a store manager of one of the largest big box like retail locations in Houston, Texas. Yet if I simply go in on a busy Saturday morning, just regular and not holiday time, I will die. So I cannot imagine the holiday-ish on top of it. I will pass away. There are certain spots that I will go to. Like, I've got like a little boutique place that I'll hit up for like the first hour that it's open on some of those days, because people forget that it's there for gifts and they remember all last ass minute, which is smart like I do. But no, it's too much. It's too much for me. So I gotta be ahead of it. That's a me thing.
I think that is such a common thing. I have a friend who like refuses to order things online. She, and I love her so much, but I'm like, you're a crazy person. I cannot. I don't want to. No, thank you. I'm not interested.
You're also the financial head of your family. My husband is the financial head of my family. Your husband does not give a shit about a budget. Suzette, mm-hmm. Z, does not give a shit about a budget. Mm-hmm. Roberto gives so many shits about the budget. Right. It is like he really, really, really cares, and he really wants us to like whatever, and he's very good with our monies, and like we get to travel and we get to do all the things that we want to do, and we live in a cool house and like blah, 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 and like we do fun things. And so I try to be respectful towards him because, like, you know, and so I think that's also why I buy early and you don't, because nobody is in your ear telling you it's important. But my people pleasing nature, I know that Roberto would be so mad if December 15th came up and all of a sudden we're out like a grand, because we also host a holiday party for New Year's, and I don't go big, but like I buy like $300 worth of stuff because it's a New Year's party. So we get ice and we get booze and we get some
and
fireworks,
all,
and all the appetizers. And then I buy like little photo props for us because I think it's cute. And we wear new socks because we're Hispanic, and like some other things, right? Some other things.
I love that. That is, but you know, and I think either way you need to do it is fine, but having a plan, whether you're spending it all at once or you're budgeting throughout the year, having that plan of this is how much I'm spending, this is what I've already purchased, is super important. On to our next one, which is wrapping early. I want to hear about this because this confuses me. I don't do well wrapping early. Wrapping early, you say that is what you do. How do you know what the hell everything is?
Oh, because I have the list. Because I just know. Because I don't buy too many things. I know that sounds awful because I have to stick to the list and I have to stick to the budget. This year, I have 5 children to purchase for.
Yeah.
So I have 2 in my own household. I will spend the most on my daughter.
Sure, of course.
I will spend the least on probably my own son and my youngest niece because she's 2.
Because they're little. Yeah.
Because they're little. But I have 3 girls between the age of 5 and 9 to purchase things for. Even if I'm only spending $50 a kid, that's still, you know, 150. I mean, that's a lot of money. And even on the little kids, like, that's not a ton of money, but it just, and everybody adds up, right? And then I spend on my brother and my parents, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
The kids are more expensive. I wish our budget was $50 for the kids. That would be easier. It could be. We could adjust it if we wanted to. It's all about deciding what works within your household, right?
Yes.
But it's important to me that we are able to get the kids really cool stuff. I always want to try to be like the top gift of the year if I can be. If somebody wants something that seems a little crazy, and that's also why I try to get things early, because then I can find cool ass shit on sale most of the time. So girl math tells me that I can buy, and math also tells me that I can now buy more because I spent less.
It's on sale. Yeah. No, I love that. So you keep
Sorry. I wrap early.
back to wrapping. Okay. Let's come back to wrapping. So you wrap early, but
only my kids' stuff.
But you label them?
Yes, I will put.
Does Santa wrap gifts in your house?
Santa does not wrap gifts in my
Santa
house.
Santa doesn't
and
wrap
that,
gifts in our house.
And Santa does not wrap gifts in my house. And so that also helps because I will only be purchasing my children like 5 gifts.
Right.
If I can't remember the shape and sizes of the boxes, also who the fuck cares? There's 4 and I've spent $70.
Right.
So I've got X
amount. So you know, it doesn't really matter what's in it. I guess wrapping early would make more sense for us if it was for, like, other people. If I have the list, though, I guess that's fine.
So I don't care if, okay, I left Easter Bunny stuff out on accident. And Aurora saw Easter Bunny stuff, so then it's fine because we have rabbits living in the backyard. And so I told her, like, oh my gosh, he must have dropped some stuff off early, LOL. It was fine.
Love it.
You know, we made it work. We made it work. However, I'm like notorious for I'll be doing something and then I completely forget what I'm doing because somebody will need my assistance and I'll like walk away. I cannot like, so if she sees her prima's gifts in my study on the floor, okay. Mm-hmm. But if she sees her gifts, then I have to buy new gifts.
Right. So,
yeah. Then I don't have to.
That's true. Then you don't have to worry
about it. I don't have my holiday wrapping out just yet. I need to get it out.
Do you have, like,
stuff.
A notorious hiding spot that you use?
No, because she's just now, my eldest is 5, so she is just now starting to not be sneaky, but to look for things. But this is, I mean, that's just why I like to wrap early. I just cannot afford Aurora seeing her presence. Now, I don't wrap Santa's stuff, and thankfully she's not a good reader because, or she's not a reader just yet.
Right.
Because our Santa stuff, Amazon is doing better, and they're delivering them in plain things. So it'll, yes, which makes it better. And
well,
so
and
she doesn't know exactly what it is. I would have to open the box. It's also confusing if you're giving gifts to kids. So the other day, I took a Barbie car, and it was the coolest Barbie car, and the girl opened it up, and they're like 6, and she's like, ah, it's a box. And I was like, that's a Barbie car! And then the mom opened it up, and then the box inside is the display box, right? And I was like, oh, shit, I wish I would have opened it. But if I would have opened that box, then it would have been a million and one parts, right? So it's like, which one is it going to be? I kind of wish it would have said on the outside. Also, it might have said on the outside, and yet I might have not read it. Who's to say? Not me.
Who's to say? Our Alexa announces, like, when we get packages, but around the holiday, it will stop announcing what's in the packages.
Ooh.
So that is super helpful. But we have my mother-in-law's car, and that is where we hide Christmas gifts, is in the trunk. We don't
That's
drive
smart.
Very often. My husband got it after she passed, and we're not really sure what we're going to do with it, so it's just kind of like an extra vehicle, but it's perfect. The trunk is perfect to hide Christmas gifts because my kids are old enough that they will look for them and they will try and find them because they're assholes.
Mine are in the study closet for right now, so they're in the laboratory and the closet. So
you just need a place where your kids are not going to go in and look, and that's the most important part. But wrapping them early, I love that idea because I'm always a last minute wrapper and I'm like, oh, I can't get this stuff wrapped. Why not just wrap it when it gets there? What difference does it make? Remember that when it comes to wrapping early, what difference does it make? Also, you've got all of these things happening. You are not the only gift giver. Everyone is going to be getting more gifts. The fun will continue. They are going to be celebrating at school. They're going to be celebrating at their extracurriculars for the most part. Christmas is a very commercialized holiday. Something that took me a really long time to realize and remember is I'm not the only person giving them a gift. I am a person giving them a gift. I want that to give them a good gift.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to be meaningful. I want it to be something they want. I want it to be all of those things. But this is not going to be the only gift they get. So give yourself a break and also remember that it's overwhelming for kids to open a lot of gifts on Christmas. So while you might think you're doing them a service, if you're getting them too many cool things, then they're going to be like, well, fuck a bunch of this. I don't even like these gifts anymore.
Well, and then it's like, it's a waste of your money and it's just dumb. Just don't, they can only focus on so many things in front of them, right? So this will give you the opportunity to do things like experiences if you want to. And you can talk about that as a family. Like, it's all about preparing them too. So if it's a year that you're going to have to do less, just let everybody know that Christmas might look a little bit different. Like, oh, hey, this, or like, and it doesn't even have to be in the, oh, we don't have as much money this year, you guys, so things are going to look a little different. You can say things like, hey, we want to spend more time outside this next year. So you might have, you know, some things, you might have clothes to wear to a certain occasion because whatever. You might have an empty picture frame. You might have, you know, a photo of the last time you guys were together printed out because that's cheap. You might have tickets, fake tickets. You might have like drawn out a coupon. There are other things that you can do and ways that you can capitalize on not being the only gift giver in your family. Like if you do have relatives that are able to help and they give gifts and those kind of things, like let them give some. That's okay.
We did that last year. One of the gifts that our kids got was a trip. We took a trip. It was like stupid. We took a trip to Cleveland, but we stayed in a hotel and they got to swim in a pool and we went to the aquarium and we did all the stuff and it was super fun. But that was part of their Christmas. It didn't come right away, but it came with like a little cute card that said, this is, you know, this fun thing that we're going to do. So great. But that's our last tip, is like talking about it as a family. And I think that is so important, because my mother-in-law was notorious for always saying, we're going to do Christmas smaller this year. We really want
Christmas. Yes. My mom always says that.
And it never happened.
My mom always says that shit. And it bothers me because like, then nobody asked you. And then it makes me feel a little guilty for what they did provide, too. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry you went so crazy this year that what nobody asked you to do all of this. You know, this was and also it's not going to be different next year. Am I going to be the only one that provides a little bit less? Or is this like, feels like a trap?
Yes. And I think it's important for, just like we had this conversation a couple weeks ago on the podcast about like when you are telling your kids 5 minutes, it should be 5 minutes. Like if we're really going to say we're doing Christmas smaller this year and this is why, or we want to be intentional or we want to do whatever, then really do those things. Because if you say we're going to do Christmas smaller this year and you get them a freaking four wheeler, that's not smaller. Like then they don't understand what smaller means.
Yeah, say, and also talking to your kids as they're growing up, because things are going to cost more money. So as these kids get older, they might get like one big expensive gift and stuff in their stocking. And if that big expensive gift, just let them know, hey, are you sure that that's what you would like? Because if you want a four wheeler, like that is your Christmas, your birthday, and like there's no party. Love you so much. There's no birthday party. This is your Christmas gift for mom and dad. We might even have Santa help out a little bit to, you know, to help us with the four, like whatever the case may be, like letting them know that, you know, in order to do this, that we have to do, you know, X, Y, or Z, and just letting them know things are more expensive. If you want a laptop for Christmas, you know, you are in fact going to get less gifts than your brother who wants a set of Hatchimals.
Right, exactly. And I think it's important for them to understand the cost of that. But also, if you want a laptop for Christmas, that is going to last you for a very long time.
Yes.
And those Hatchimals are going to be broken in 6 months. So if you want the laptop, I'm all for it. I want to get you one big thing that I know you're going to love, versus 27 tiny things that I'm going to step on.
But I want to make sure that you are understanding that if I get you this really cool laptop, that you are taking care of it. This is the only laptop that I will be providing for the next 4 years, 5 years, whatever, 3 years, whatever. I don't know how long laptops last, but like,
who knows? Yeah.
Whatever. Who's to say? And then two, that you know that this is your big, expensive, hairy gift that you will be receiving, and that might be it. You might have to be okay with it, just like I would be okay with it if I received a laptop as my only gift. Like,
right.
Okay, thank you. I got a new computer.
Well, and honestly, if I wanted something big like that for Christmas, like even as an adult,
I wouldn't get anything
else. Please don't buy me anything else. Like, I'm asking for this, but that doesn't mean like, you know, so-and-so got 10 things. I don't care. I asked for this one big, nice set of whatever it is. That's what
because I now ask for things that I can't do the mental gymnastics in my head to want to put it in my cart and actually press buy now, but I want it. So it's a want. So I'm sending it to other people. What do I want? These are the things that I would love to own in my house, but haven't had like a real, it's not a must. It's not a need. It's not financially like within my budget to like hit buy now but I want and I only want this. I don't want 17 of the off brand versions that you think might be just as good. I want this exact
one. This is the one I want. Yeah. Yep. This is the one I want because I've done my research and I can't frivolously spend on this. I could, but I don't want to. I'm not going to allow myself to. So I want you to get it for me because then it feels special and I can have the thing that I want. So I think these are amazing tips. If you use tips like these with your families or you have another really good one, please share it with us and we can share it out far and wide because it, you know, we talk a lot on this podcast about building your village and it takes a village. Don't gatekeep information. If you are using something that works with your family, please share it with us because I would love to steal that idea. Just
unless
as
it's
much
Elf
as
on the Shelf
offer.
And then you can shove that shit straight up your asshole because
we
none
do
of us
Elf on
the
Shelf and I
know.
Fucking hate it.
It
but is
yours
the
is
worst.
A little different.
We try, right. We don't do it as, we don't go all crazy. And it's fun and cute and the kids like it, but if you are embarking on Elf on the Shelf territory, just don't do it. It's a nightmare. I actually think it's like going away. I don't think as many people are doing it anymore, which I kind of love because it's another one of those commercialized things of Christmas that other people in your kids' classrooms are not going to have an Elf on the Shelf. And then they're going to feel like, well, what's wrong with my family that I don't have an Elf on the Shelf? And they do. And it's hard. But I digress. Keep on keeping on, little Elf. You will be coming out after Thanksgiving. How great. So yeah, these are your tips. Thank you for spending another hour with us. We love chatting with you. We love talking about parenting stuff once a month. Please recommend this to a friend. Let us know if there are any other topics you would like us to cover, if there are any true crime cases you would like to hear. I've seen some pretty good ones recently that I have been trying to, you know, compile a list of. So next week we will be back with a very special secret episode. So please come back and listen to us then. Until then, keep your Christmas sanity in check, and we will talk to you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.